The Good Thief's Guide to Vegas by Chris Ewan. Narrated by Simon Vance. In loving memory of Carol Norton. Thief. Bandit, burglar, cheat, cracksman, crook, housebreaker, larcenist, mugger, pickpocket, pilferer, plunderer, robber, shoplifter, stealer, swindler. Geez, talk about a bad reputation. Chapter 1. Stealing a man's wallet is easier than you might think. The trick is to wait for just the right moment and make your move without hesitating. Not convinced? Well, okay. Imagine your target is leaning across a roulette table in Vegas when his trouser pocket gapes open. And let's pretend that you're standing beside him with a bottle of Budweiser in your hand, so that even if he feels something brush against him, he'll think nothing of it. Believe me, it only takes a second to slip your spare hand inside his pocket and whisk his wallet away. Maybe you doubt it can be that simple. Perhaps the most you'd concede is that it's possible. But only if the target is a real chump. If I tried to pull that move on you, say, you'd be sure to catch me. Well, that's an understandable reaction, but I'm afraid it's plain wrong. For starters, I'm good. And I don't mean take a punt and brazen it out good, I mean talented good. I mean fast, nimble, experienced good. Then there's the psychology involved. After all, I don't look like a pickpocket. I'm clean-shaven and smelling of cologne. I have on a sports jacket and smart jeans. My shoes are polished, my nails are clean, my breath is toothpaste fresh. Plus, we're in a classy venue, the 50-50 Casino, in the very heart of the Strip, across from Caesar's Palace, along from the Venetian Hotel.